Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹, 早上好。
You know, you may not know this, but it seems like every time I share, Brother Caleb is the song leader.
也许你们没有注意到, 但是每一次我分享的时候, Caleb弟兄总是领诗。
The reason I know it so well is I kind of get excited and I want to listen to him for the next hour.
因为下面这一个小时能够来讲。
I can really tell. He went before the Lord, and the Lord gave him a word regarding this song. But alas, I guess you have to listen to me. No, may we have the same spirit of Jesus Christ himself. I'd like to start this morning with a very familiar story. It's a story that many of the young people have heard many times. It's the story of King Saul. Raise your hand if you are familiar with the story of King Saul in the Old Testament. If I don't see many hands, I'm going to have to read like five chapters. I'll try to briefly talk about this story, and we'll read some passages as well. The story of Saul starts in 1 Samuel chapter 9.
那扫罗王的故事从撒母耳记上第九章开始。I'm
going to pick a few verses out of 1 Samuel. If you want to follow along, you can, but it may be a little challenging.
那我会从撒母耳记上拣选一些章节，那如果你愿意的话，可能也可以跟着我们一起来读。I
love how the story of Saul starts in 1 Samuel 9 verse 3.
我很喜欢扫罗王的故事如何从撒母耳记上九章第三节开始。
It says in 1 Samuel 9:3, And the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, Take now one of the servants with thee, go, arise, and find the donkeys.
那九章第三节讲到扫罗的父亲就是基士丢了几头驴，他就吩咐儿子扫罗说，你带一个仆人去寻找驴。
Now, this is one of the simplest, most basic stories.
那这是一个最简单的故事的开始。
Here you have Saul, who is from the tribe of Benjamin.
那你看到扫罗,他是从便雅悯支派而来的。
It's the lowest of tribes.
那是这最小的支派。
And Saul is of the lowest family of this lowest of tribes.
扫罗家是这最小支派当中最小的。
And their donkeys ran away.
那他们的驴现在也丢失了。
It doesn't sound that exciting. And when we get to verse 4, it says, And they found the donkeys not. But then we get to verse
5.
And when they came to the land of Zuph, Saul said to a servant that was with him, Come, let us go home, lest my father stop worrying about... Lest he leaves off caring for the donkeys, and he becomes anxious for us.
就讲到了苏弗地，扫罗对跟随他的仆人说：“我们不如回去，恐怕我父亲不为驴挂心，反而为我们担忧。”This
is when it gets a little more interesting.
那故事从这里开始就变得比较有趣了。In
verse 6, the servant says, Behold, there is in this city a man, and he is a man that is held in honor. All that he says comes to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure he can tell us concerning our journey whereon we go.
仆人说,这城里有一位神人,是众人所尊重的,凡他所说的全都应验,我们不如往他那里去,或者他能将我们当走的路指示我们。And
then Saul, this is verse 10, Then Saul said to the servant, Well said, come, let us go. So they went to the city where the man of God was.
第十节,扫罗对仆人说,你说的是,我们可以去,于是他们往神人所住的城里去了。
And verse 19, and Samuel answered, this is the prophet, Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the prophet. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today. And in the morning I will let you go, and I will tell thee all that is in thy heart. And as for thy donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, don't worry about them, for they are found. And for whom is all that is desirable in Israel? Is it not for thee and for all thy father's house? And Saul answered and said, am I not a Benjamite, of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of the families of the tribe of Israel? Wherefore thou speakest to me in this manner?
19节开始讲到，撒母耳回答说，我就是先见，你在我前面上秋坛去，因为你们今日必与我同席，明日早晨我送你去，将你心里的事都告诉你。至于你前三日所丢的那几头驴，你心里不必挂念，已经找着了。以色列众人所仰慕的是谁呢？不是仰慕你和你父的全家吗？扫罗说，我不是以色列支派中至小的便雅悯人吗？我家不是便雅悯支派中至小的吗？至小的家吗？你为何对我说这样的话呢？
And so in 1 Samuel 10 verse 1 it says, Then Samuel took the vial of oil, poured it upon Saul's head, and kissed him, and said, It is not that Jehovah hath anointed thee prince over his inheritance? And verse 6, The Spirit of Jehovah came mightily upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man.
第十章第一节，撒母耳拿瓶膏油倒在扫罗的头上，与他亲嘴说，这不是耶和华膏你做他产业的君吗？第六节，耶和华的灵必大大感动你，你就与他们一同受感说话，你要变为新人。
So in a very few short days, Saul went from this little insignificant man who had lost his donkeys.
那在短短的几天当中，扫罗就从这一个至小的人，他丢了几头驴。
To being told, you are going to be king over Israel, you are going to be anointed, and you are going to prophesy among the prophets.
那他就被告知说，你将要做以色列的王，你将要被膏，并且你将来也要能够受感说话。
And all of this happened because Saul waited on the word from the Lord.
这一切的发生都是因为扫罗能够在那里等候主的话。
He waited on God in the simplest of tasks, like looking for a donkey.
他在那里等候神，在这样一个至小的任务，就是去找几头丢失的驴，他也在那里等候。
And in the next several chapters, we're going to see that Saul does transform into another type of man, a man of God, a man of power, a man of greatness, who frees Israel from all his enemies.
那在接下来的几章，我们也确实能够看到在扫罗身上发生的改变，他就变成了这样一个伟大的人，变成了以色列的人，他也能够带领以色列民来战胜他们的仇敌。
But for those of you that raised your hand a few minutes ago, you know the story of Saul does not end as well as it started.
那对刚才举手知道说知道扫罗故事的人，那我们都知道扫罗的故事并没有结束，好像他开始是这么的美妙。
And we turn to 1 Samuel 13.
那我们要来看到撒母耳记上第十三章。
1 Samuel 13, verse 7 through 14. And some of the Hebrews had gone over the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. But as for Saul, he went yet into Gilgal, and all the people followed him, trembling.
是撒母耳记上十三章第七节开始，有些希伯来人过了约旦河，逃到加德和基列地，扫罗还是在吉甲，百姓都战战兢兢地跟随他。
And he tarried 7 days, according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people began to scatter from Saul.
扫罗照着撒母耳所定的日期等了七日，撒母耳还没有来到吉甲，百姓也离开扫罗散去了。
And verse 9 says, And Saul said, Bring hither the burnt offering to me and the peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering.
第九节讲到，扫罗说，把燔祭和平安祭带到我这里来。扫罗就献上燔祭。
And it came about, as soon as Saul had made the offering, behold, Samuel came, And Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, "What have you done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw the people were scattered from me, and that you were not coming in the days appointed, and the Philistines had assembled themselves at Michmash. Therefore I said, 'Now will the Philistines come down upon me at Gilgal.' I have not entreated the favor of Jehovah. I forced myself, therefore, and offered the burnt offering." And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of Jehovah thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would Jehovah have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever."
那从第10节, 刚献完燔祭, 萨摩尔就到了，扫罗出去迎接他，要问他好。萨摩尔说：“你做的是什么事呢？”扫罗说：“因为我见百姓离开我散去，你也不照所定的日期来到，而且非利士人聚集在密抹，所以我心里说，恐怕我没有祷告耶和华，非利士人下到吉甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。”萨摩尔对扫罗说：“你做了糊涂事了，没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的。” 你的命令，若遵守，耶和华必在以色列中坚立你的王位，直到永远。
And now this little man Saul, who had initially trusted God, hears this next verse. Verse 14. "But now, Saul, thy kingdom shall not continue. Jehovah hath sought after him a man after his own heart, and Jehovah hath appointed him to be prince over his people, because thou hast not kept that which Jehovah commanded thee."
那对这一个至小的扫罗，他曾在这里信靠主的人，那十四节在这里撒母耳又对他讲到说：“现在你的王位必不长久，耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。”
Let's just commit this time before the Lord again.
那我们再一次能够把下面的时间交在主的手中。
Lord, we're thankful for the words in your scripture.
主，我们为着您在圣经上的话语感谢您。
We're thankful that they're testifying of who you are.
我们感谢主，因为这见证了您所示的。
And your words testify of what you want from your people.
您的话语也为着您在您的子民当中所要得着的来做见证。
And we pray that you would take this very simple story and apply it to our heart.
我们祷告愿意您让这个简单的故事能够应用在我们身上。
Lord, we don't want to stray away as Saul did.
我们不愿如扫罗一样这样远离你。
Lord, we want you to count us as David's.
我们愿意您看我们能做大卫。
David, who was a man after your own heart.
大卫是合乎您心意的。
Teach us this morning a simple way of doing that.
愿意早上您教导我们一条简单的道路能够如此行。
And that simple way is waiting on you.
那条简单的道路就是来等候你。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Some of you may remember when I shared a few months ago, I shared on this topic of waiting on God.
也许中间还有人记得在几个月之前我曾分享到等候主。
I didn't finish.
那当时我没有能够把它分享完。
And I also realized that I failed miserably in the last 3 months myself in waiting on God.
那我也意识到在这过去的三个月当中，我自己在等候神这件事情上失败得非常的惨痛。
So the Lord reminded me, it doesn't hurt to go back over that which you've shared.
所以主就提醒我，也许你可以再去分享三个月之前你没有讲完的。
And so I'd like to start with just a brief review.
那所以我愿意再给大家有一个简单的回复。
And then end with the results that we can experience when we wait on God.
那就是开始于，若我们等候神的话，能带出怎样的结果？
Now, I want to be clear, waiting on God doesn't mean that we're just waiting, wondering what God's going to do.
那我们讲等候神，不是说我们就在这里等待，然后再想主要做什么。
He's actually waiting on us.
事实上，主在这里等候我们。But
we're so busy, he can't speak to us.
但我们是这样的忙，他甚至好像没有办法来跟我们说话。He
wants us to stop and listen to him.
他愿我们能够来停下来听他来向我们讲。And
then he can start working.
好叫他能够开始来工作。So
last time we started with this thought that nothing in God's purpose and heart was ever accomplished without man waiting to be led by the Lord Jesus.
所以那我们上一次就分享到神的心意若要能够完成除非人能够在这里来等候主。
Today, if you want the Lord to work in your heart, you need to stop and say, Lord, here am I, show me your way.
今天若你想要主来工作，你必须要停止来向主说，主啊，我在这里，请把你的道路启示给我。
Every great revival in church history was dependent on a few people on their knees praying for revival.
每一次在教会历史上大的复兴全都依赖于那有几有这么几个人他们愿意跪下来向在这里等候来寻求祷告主。
It's a principle that we cannot escape from.
这是一个我们没有办法走开的原则。
The second thing that we discussed is we asked the question, why is waiting so important?
那第二个我们所问的问题就是为什么等候是如此的重要呢？
Well, for one, waiting on God is the difference between reality and our religious duty.
那第一点就是说，等候就是关乎于真实与宗教的责任之间的区别。
Anyone can be religious.
每一个人可能都会有，看起来很虔诚。
Anyone can go to a temple, anyone can go to a church, anyone can do religious things.
每你可能能去到一个庙里，你可能去到一个教堂里，每一个人都可以做一些很虔诚的事。
But only when we wait before the Lord and we have ears to hear him can we worship in spirit and in truth.
唯有当我们在他的脚前等候，当我们有一个可以听到他话语的耳朵的时候，我们才能够在真实的里面来敬拜。
And the second reason it's so important was really stated in the song that we just sang.
那就是写在我们刚刚所唱的这首诗里面。
Waiting on God is the difference between seeing the things of Christ and seeing Christ himself.
等候神就是让我们区别于让我们看到主自己和看到关乎主的事。
But the question is, why don't we wait?
那问题就是我们为什么不愿等候呢？
Well, we shared that we have a lack of dependence on God.
那我们分享，我们就缺少对神的依靠。
We were born very independent.
我们生下来就是非常的独立。
I went to a birthday party yesterday.
昨天我去参加一个生日派对。
Of a one-year-old.
是一个一岁的小孩的生日派对。
If you watched him carefully, he knew exactly what he needed all the time.
如果你仔细地观察的话，他知道自己所要的东西。
He knew what toy he wanted to play with.
他知道他想玩什么样的玩具。
When he wanted to eat.
他什么时候想要吃饭。
When and who he wanted to play with.
他想要跟谁玩。
Very independent.
非常的独立。
And he was miserable most of the time.
但他大部分时间都让人非常的讨厌。
But when he trusted mom and dad.
但他愿意来信靠爸爸妈妈的时候。
When he trusted grandpa and grandma.
但他能够来相信他的祖父祖母的时候。
And he waited on their direction.
他能够来等候他们的指示的时候。
Gift after gift kept coming.
那他就能够得到一个又一个的礼物。
He was so excited about this little toy.
他对着那个小小的礼物是如此的兴奋。
He wanted to play with it all night.
他一整晚都想要玩这个东西。
But mom and dad made him open another gift.
但爸爸妈妈让他打开另外一个礼物。
And it got a little bigger.
那就变得更大。
And he wanted to play with that one.
那他想要跟这个更大的玩具来玩。
Well, the next gift got even bigger and better.
那下一个礼物就比这更大更好。
And suddenly he was overwhelmed.
那他就里面好像被这个喜乐就充满了。
But can you imagine if he had just stood up, and he can't talk yet, but if he had said, I like this toy, this little one, stop bothering me.
那他还不能够站起来，但你是否可以想象，他站起来就在那里说：“我喜欢这个小小的礼物，不要再给我其他东西了。”
Oh, how he would have missed out on all the blessing.
哦，那他就能够失去多少更多的祝福。
But when he yielded,
但当他顺服的时候
and waited,
等候的时候
he was blessed.
他就得着祝福。
Doesn't that sound like us in our spiritual life?
这是否像这听起来是否像我们的属灵生活呢
？Oh, how the Lord wants to bless.
主何等的愿意来祝福我们。
But it's hard to get our independent minds to trust him.
但很难让我们这个独立的心来信靠他。
We shared that we don't wait because we have an agenda, a goal, a plan.
那我们也分享到我们不愿等候是因为我们有自己的计划，自己的目标。
We're trained for this.
我们被训练就是如此。
One of the hardest things for me as a teacher is I have to tell kids, you have to work hard, you have to have purpose, and you have to be successful in life.
那作为一个老师，对我来说最难的要告诉这个孩子们，就是说你要努力的学习，你要自己有人生的目标。
When really all I want to say to them is just wait on the Lord.
但事实上，我真实想要告诉他们的就是说，你简单的来等候神。
It's a huge conflict of interest in my line of duty.
这对于我身上的责任来说是一个很大的冲突。
We have fear.
我们也有恐惧。
If I wait on the Lord, what if He tells me to do something impossible?
若我来等候神，他告诉我去做一些看起来不可能的，怎么办呢？
Do you see that Saul was asked to do the impossible?
你看到扫罗被告诉的就是去做一个不可能完成的任务吗？
But starting from those donkeys, as he waited on the Lord, everything worked out.
但就从找这几头驴开始，当他愿意等候神的时候，凡事都能够被解决。
We don't wait because we're programmed for immediacy.
我们不愿等候，是因为我们好像就被编入了这个立刻回复的这种程序一样。
This has been a trap and a snare since the Garden of Eden.
这从伊甸园开始就是仇敌的一个陷阱和网罗。
Satan told Eve, and she told Adam, "We can have God now."
撒旦告诉夏娃，夏娃告诉亚当，我们现在就能做神。
When all they had to do was wait on God.
然而他们所要做的就是在这里等候神。
And how busy our lives are.
然后你看我们的生活是何等的繁忙。
I just met a brother between the meetings.
那在聚会之间我就遇到一个弟兄。
And he said to me, you know, Chip, I just wish there were 28 hours in a day.
他就跟我说，你知道吗，Chip弟兄，我希望一天有28小时。
I didn't have time.
我没有时间。
To respond to that.
没有能够来回复他。
But I wanted to say, you know, there is.
我其实想要告诉他，你知道吗？其实是有这么多时间的。
Actually, there's 1,000 years.
事实上有那一千年。
You don't need more time.
你不需要更多的时间。
You just need to wait on the Lord.
你只需要在这里等候神。
He's the keeper of time.
他是那时间的保有者。
Now that's hard to say to a faithful brother who's raising a baby and is serving in the fellowship and holding a job.
那对一个弟兄，他在这里信实的跟随主，他又要养育孩子，他还有自己的一份工作，他还要在教会当中服侍，对他来说这些是很难的。
But the more we wait, the more we rest, the more time the Lord will give us.
但我们愿意更多的等候，更多的安息的话，主就把更多的时间赐给我们。
He's a miracle timekeeper.
他是那奇迹的时间保有者。
So we ask the question at the end, how do we wait on God?
所以在最后我们问了这样一个问题，我们如何来等候神呢？
Well, first we need to repent.
那首先我们要来悔改。
Brothers and sisters, I hope like me this week, we will have an opportunity just to get down on our knees and say, Lord, I have made this life about myself.
所以我弟兄姐妹，我愿大家像我一样，在这一周能够有这样的机会，在跪在膝上来向主，主啊，我的人生是如此。
I have made my life about my family.
我已经让我的家和家人的生活如此。
I've made it about my service in the fellowship.
我也在这里假冒了我在教会当中的服事。
Lord, forgive me.
主啊，求你原谅我。
Here am I.
我在这里。
Use me.
请你用我。
Direct my paths.
能够来引导我的道路。
Without repentance, he can begin to work.
带着这样一个悔改，他就能在我们里面开始工作。
The second way we wait on the Lord is in absolute and utter dependence on him.
那第二个就是我们要全然绝对的来依靠他。
Going back to that one-year-old birthday example.
那回到这个一岁的小孩的这个生日的例子。
A one-year-old can hold a toy like a gladiator, like a strongest muscle man around.
这个一岁的小孩他抓这个玩具就好像一个决斗士一样，有那最强壮的肌肉把这个玩具抓住。
And they're fast too.
他们非常的快。
You try to grab a toy and they're moving it all over the place and they've got an iron grip.
那你好像要他就手里抓着这个玩具就是乱动，你甚至没有办法躲过来。
And this is what we do with our life.
这就是我们对我们生活当中所做的。
Lord, you can have me on Sunday morning.
主啊，你在主日的早上能够用我。
You can have my heart in a few of these areas.
你在这几个地方能够得着我的心。
But we always have that little compartment in our life that we have to hold on to, that we have to be in control of.
但总在我们的生活当中有这么一个小小的空间，我们自己抓住，要自己来掌控。
And the Lord says, well, then I can't help you.
那主就会说，对不起，这样的话我没有办法来帮你。
Try and see if that works out for you.
尝试看这是否能够让你得着心愿。
And only when we let go can he bless us.
只有当我们能够来放下的时候, 他才能够来祝福我们。
And then we shared on a very practical way we wait on the Lord. We need to wake up early in the morning.
那我们也分享到比较实际的几个我们如何来等候主的方法。我们要早上早起。
This is where the abandonment begins.
这就是那个放弃开始的。
Lord, I can't today.
主,今天我没有办法。
Like Saul, I can't find the donkeys.
好像扫罗一样,我没有办法找着这驴。
I can't know what to do at work today.
我今天在工作当中也不知道该做什么。
My wife and I had an argument yesterday, and for the life of me, I can't figure out how to make it better.
昨天我跟我的妻子刚有一次争吵，就着我自己来说，我实在不知道怎么样来缓解。
But you can.
但是你能够。
Oh, he loves to hear that.
他实在是乐意听到这样的话。
And he can start working.
他就能够开始工作。
And then throughout the day.
那在这一天当中。
How many times in the day do we get frustrated and we just wish, oh, I wish I could just figure this out?
有多少次在一天当中我们是这样的沮丧，就觉着啊，我要是能够解决这个事情就好了。
And the Lord says, just wait on me.
主就告诉你,
Trust me.
简单的来等候，来信靠我。
And then finally, into the evening.
那最后的话就是到晚上。
Instead of getting busier at night, do we start quieting ourselves before the Lord and committing the day into His hand?
不是在晚上变得更繁忙，有多，我们是否能够安静在主的脚前，把我们一天的生活再交还在他的手上？
So I went through that very briefly. That's a little review of what we shared last time.
所以刚刚这些就是对我们上次所分享的一个简单的回顾。
I'd like to spend the rest of the time talking about the glorious results of waiting on the Lord.
那下面的时间我愿意来与大家分享那荣耀的结果，当我们愿意来等候主的时候。
If we truly wait on the Lord, we will see that there will be a transformation in our individual and corporate lives.
若我们真是愿意信实的来等候主的话，就能看到不仅在我们个人的生活，也在我们团体的生活当中，将有那奇妙的改变。
And how does this come about?
这如何能够成就呢？
Number one.
第一。
We will receive instruction from above.
我们要从上得着指示。
Let me read a psalm from David, Psalm 25.
那我愿与大家一同来读一首大卫的诗篇，诗篇第25篇。
Very familiar, verses 4 and 5 of Psalm 25. Show me thy ways, O Jehovah. Teach me thy paths. Guide me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. For thee do I wait all the day.
这是大卫的诗篇，诗篇25篇4和5节。耶和华啊，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。It
says at the very beginning, show me thy ways.
在最开始的时候就讲到指示，将你的道路指示我。Look
how simple this was in Saul's life.
请大家看一看，这在扫罗的生活当中是何等的简单。Can't
find the donkeys.
没有办法找到这个驴。
Samuel, do you know where the donkeys are?
萨摩尔，你知道这驴在哪儿吗？
Yeah, they're already back home.
是的，他们已经回到家里了。
Well, that was easy.
啊，这是很简单的。You
see how easy that was?
你看到这是何等的容易吗？
He sought the Lord, and the answer was right there.
他寻求神。 答案就在那里。
Do we realize that that's how simple the Lord wants to work in our life?
我们意识到这就是神要在我们生活当中来工作的方式吗？
I can't tell you the number of times, just in a practical way, the Lord has revealed to us lost things in our house.
我甚至没有办法跟你分享，在我生活当中有多少次神就把那个我们找不到的东西来帮助我们找着。
But maybe it's just a job interview.
也许只是一个工作的面试。We
wait on the Lord, we go to a job interview, and it is so clear.
我们等候神，我们去到一个面试，凡事都是这么的清晰。You
may come away and go, that's not the job I'm supposed to have.
也许你会说，这不是我该有的工作。Or
you're hired on the spot.
也许你在那里就被雇佣。That's
how simple the Lord wants to be in our life.
神就是让我们的生活当中有如此的简单。But
in the same verses, it also says, Teach me thy ways.
但同样在这一节也讲到，将你的路教训我。Now
teaching is different than showing.
那教训跟指示是不一样的。Teaching
takes time.
教训是需要时间的。Sometimes
it takes correction.
有的时候也需要来改正。Now,
here's an example from the home.
那这是我们家里的一个例子。
You may have a child who can't find his socks.
你可能有一个孩子他找不到自己的袜子。
And a mom might say, Mom, I can't find my socks.
那孩子就说妈妈我找不到我的袜子。
And mom says they're right there.
妈妈就说就在那里。
She's just shown him his ways.
他就告诉他那个道路。
But often that young one can't find his socks because his room's a mess.
但常常这个孩子找不着他的袜子是因为他的房间太乱了。
So mom has to come up and say, your room's a mess.
所以妈妈就过来告诉他你的房间太乱了。
You're going to spend the next 45 minutes cleaning this room.
那下面的45分钟你要在这里整理你的房间。
I want to show you how you're supposed to have your socks and your shirts and your pants.
那我要告诉你应该如何放你的袜子、你的衬衫、你的裤子。
Dirty clothes go here.
脏的衣服要放在这里。
Clean clothes go here.
那干净的衣服放在这边。
That's teaching.
这就是教训。
He probably didn't like it.
也许这个孩子并不喜欢这样。
Probably wish he was doing something else.
也许希望他能够做更别的事情。
But you know why the mom is doing that?
但你知道为什么母亲要如此做吗？
Because she's hopeful that he'll get married someday.
因为她希望有一天这个孩子能够结婚。
And can you imagine that poor woman?
你能够想象对面那另外一边那个可怜的女人吗？
When that same boy who's now a grown man says, "Wife, where's my socks?"
当这个孩子长大之后，向他的妻子说。老婆，我的袜子在哪里？
It's out of love.
这是从爱而出的。
It's out of purpose.
也是从有目的性的。
That's what the Lord wants to do for us.
这就是主要向我们所做的。
He wants to teach us.
他愿意来教训我们。
But it takes time.
但需要时间。
I'll tell you a little trick of teaching.
那我愿意给大家分享一个在教育、教训这件事情上的秘诀。
Whenever you have a student come up to you after you've returned a test, they'll ask you, "Why did I miss this one?"
那每当你把一个这个考试的卷子还给这个学生的时候，他总会过来，为什么我错了这一个问题？
And I always say that's a great question.
我总会告诉他这是一个很好的问题。
Right after class, come see me.
在下课之后，请过来见我。
They never do.
他们从不这样做。
They just wanted points on their test.
他们只想要在他们的卷子上多得一点分数。
But if they really want to learn,
但他们如果想真正的来学的话
They really want to grow.
他们真想要来成长的话
They'll forgo 5 minutes of lunch.
那他们就会先去吃饭5分钟
And they'll come ask the teacher, the master, teach me what I missed.
那他们就会告诉这个老师请告诉我我所漏掉的东西
That's how the Lord deals with us.
这就是主如何来教导我们
We wake up, we pray, Lord, teach us our ways. Boom, we're gone.
那早上我们就说主啊请你指示我的道路哇我们一下就走了
He goes, well, I tried
那主就说我尝试了
Oh, how he wants to teach us
他何等的愿意来教训我们
But he'll also in these verses it says and he'll teach us truth
同时在这里也讲到他要教训我们真理
We see in Saul's life that he got so busy he started missing truth
我们看到在扫罗他的生活当中当他变得越来越繁忙的时候他甚至失落了真理
He started being successful against the Philistines
他面对非利士人开始变得更成功
And he said, I know, we're gonna all take an oath
他知道我们就在这里许一个愿就好了
No one gets to eat until the Philistines are completely defeated
直到非利士人完全被打败没有人可以吃东西
For some reason, he thought that God was interested in the Israelites not eating.
也许他不知道怎么以为神喜悦以色列人不吃饭。
It sounded like a good sacrifice, a good religious thing to do.
这听起来好像是一个很好的祭，很虔诚的一件事情可以来做。
He stopped waiting on God, saying, "Lord, should we take this oath?"
他没有在这里等候主，主啊，我们是否应该如此许愿
？And then the Lord can say, "Look, the truth is me. You're seeking me. That's what I want. I don't want your oaths and your fasting."
主就会告诉他，看呐、啊，我是真理，你应该来依靠我。我不喜欢这些愿或者是不吃东西。
We start justifying and we don't hear the truth from the Lord.
我们在自己里面辩论，但我们却不愿意来听从主而来的真理。
Remember when Saul was told to kill all the Amalekites?
记得当扫罗被告知要杀所有的亚玛利人。
Oh, he went in with good attention. Yes, we defeated the Amalekites and we're going to kill them all.
是的，他就里面有这样很好的意愿，哦，我们要去打败亚玛利人，我们要把他所有的人都杀掉。
But then he saw that there were a lot of good animals for sacrifice.
但当他看到那里有很多的肥牛肥羊能够作为献燔祭的时候
There was a lot of wealth to be had.
也能够有很多的这些财富能得着的时候
And Saul said, surely the Lord doesn't want us to destroy the good things.
那扫罗就在里面自己说主实在不愿我们来毁坏这些美好的东西
So the Lord showed him the enemy.
所以 主把这些仇敌带给让他看到
taught him how to deal with the enemy
教导他如何能够来对付这些敌人
but he didn't wait for the truth
但他没有在这里等候那真理
and the truth was all had to be destroyed
但真理就是 凡事都要来被毁灭
as we receive the instruction from above
当我们从上来领受指示的时候
this is when we start living a life of praying without ceasing
那这就是我们能够开始一个不住祷告的生活
That's when we start saying, Lord, should I go on this job interview?
那我们就来问主，主，我是否应该去参加这个工作的面试？
Should we do this as a family?
那在家里，我们作为一个家，是不是应该如此做？
Why are we doing this?
为什么我们在做这件事情？
Because we want the Lord to show, teach, and reveal His truth to us.
因为我们愿意主在这里能够来指示、来教训，也把他的真理引导给我们。
The second result of waiting on God.
等候主的第二个结果
We will receive strength and courage from above.
我们要从上来得着力量和勇气
It says in Psalm 27:14.
那在诗篇27篇14节讲到
Wait for Jehovah. Be strong and let thy heart take courage. Yea, wait for Jehovah.
要等候耶和华当壮胆坚固你的心我再说要等候耶和华
In every endeavor, in everything we do, there's going to be one of two results.
在我们每一段努力的征程，在凡事我们所做的当中，我们都会有一个或两，我们都会有两样当中一样的结果。
We are either going to fail or succeed.
我们或者失败，或者成功。
Those aren't great odds.
那是不是很好的几率呢？概率呢？
And do you know often we do fail?
你知道什么时候我们常常失败呢？
Thank the Lord that He gives us strength and courage to face even our failures.
感谢主，他给我们力量和勇气，让我们甚至能够来面对我们的失败。
I hate to be a bearer of bad news.
我不喜欢听到这些坏消息。
But you're going to mess up this week.
但这一周你会做的一团糟。
You and I are going to forget to trust the Lord.
你和我，我们会忘记来信靠主。
We're going to get angry with our kids.
我们会为我们的孩子生气。
Frustrated with our job.
我们也会在我们的工作上感到沮丧。
Now, we may be successful in some areas.
是的，也许我们在一些地方会成功。
But in life, we will either fail or succeed.
但在生活当中，我们或者失败，或者成功。
Failure often leads to despondency.
失败常常让我们里面就泄气。
And if we don't have the strength and courage gained by waiting on God, we will fall to this despondency.
但若我们没有因着等候主而从里面得着那力量和勇气的话，我们常常就会落入到这样的泄气和消沉当中。
Now, in our story that we just read, there is a lot of reason for the Israelites to be despondent.
那在我们刚刚读到的这段故事当中，有很多的理由让以色列人他们一直消沉。
On one side, you had the Philistines taking all the Israelites' weapons and making them be slaves and work with tools.
那在这一边有很多的非利士人，他们夺去以色列人一切的武器，让他们只在这里去做奴隶，没给他们任何的工具。
You had one king of the Ammonites who was gouging out the right eye of all their enemies.
那在这边还有亚扪人的王在那里来聚集一切的敌人。
There's good reason for the Israelites to be despondent.
有很多的原因让以色列人他们在这里感觉到绝望。
But Saul comes on the scene.
但扫罗进入到这个画面当中。
He's been filled with the Spirit.
他里面充满了灵。
He's prophesying among the people.
他在民中在这里做预言。
He's leading the people against the Ammonites and the Philistines.
他也带着人在这里与亚扪人和非利士人来征战。
And despite the early failures of the Israelites, they are encouraged, they are strengthened.By this man of God.
虽然以色列人曾经失败过，但他们却因着这个从神这个神人在这里得着鼓励和力量。
And the people turned to Saul and they said, "Finally, a king that can lead us."
他们就转向扫罗说，终于见到一个王能够来引导我们。
And you know what Saul said?
你知道扫罗说什么吗
？That's a lot of responsibility.
那实在是很多的责任。
The people are looking to me to be their savior.
这些人看到我，让我做他们的救主。
And Saul said, I better do the sacrifices.
那扫罗就说，我最好先来献祭。
I better collect all the good things of the enemy.
我最好把这些仇敌他们一切的财物都聚集起来。
And he became a man of the spirit turned into a man of flesh.
他就从那个属灵的人变成了这个属肉体的人。
He began trusting in his own abilities.
他开始相信他自己的能力。
Then he had to worry about the Philistines.
他就要开始在这里为着非利士人担忧。
He started worrying about the Amalekites and the Ammonites.
那他就要开始为着亚玛利人和亚门人担忧。
And this is the beginning of the fall of Saul.
那这就是扫罗他的失败的开始。
And what do we see? He becomes depressed.
我们看到什么呢？他就在这里沮丧。
Only when the young boy David comes and sings praises to Jehovah can Saul's spirit be lifted.
直到这个年轻人大卫他能够在这里向来唱一首关于主的赞歌的时候，扫罗的灵才能够被高举，才能够欢悦起来。
But it's almost as though that just became a religious duty, like showing up on Sunday.
但对他来说，这也许只是一个外边的属灵上的这个宗教上的责任，好像我们在主日来聚会一样。
Saul never recovered.
扫罗从来没有真正的恢复。
But he remembered, I need to seek. I need to. I don't have the answers, so I need to go somewhere else for the answers.
但他记得他没有这个答案，他要去什么地方来找到这个答案。
And if you're familiar with the story, he went to the witch of Endor.
如果你记得这个故事的话，他最后就到那个巫婆那里。
He had rejected the word of God.
他拒绝了神的话。
He stopped waiting.
他没有在那里等候。
And it's a sad ending to Saul's.
对扫罗来说，这是何等悲凉的一个结局。
Brothers and sisters, we're surrounded by despondency.
弟兄姐妹，我们周围充满了各样的消沉。
In one moment, we can go from elation to depression.
在一刻之间，我们就能够进入到沮丧、绝望。
I think we all know. I don't want to go into too many details, but in my own life this week, I know the highs and the lows.
我不愿讲太多的故事，但就着我自己这过去一周的生活来说，我就知道我有高高低低。
But it was beautiful to come back and say, "Lord, I trust you."
但何等美妙的是，我能够来到主的面前来向他说，主啊，我信靠你。
Thank you for the discipline.
感谢你这样的来教训我。
Thank you for the suffering.
感谢你让我有这些许多的这
This is what's causing me to come back to you.
这些让我能够再回到你的面前。
The Lord doesn't want us to suffer.
主并不愿我们受苦。
But it's beautiful when we turn to Him through the suffering.
但何等美妙的就是在苦难当中我们能够来转向他。
But often we're successful.
但常常我们也是成功的。
And there's no reason to be despondent.
那就没有理由让我们再消沉。
But this leads to self-exaltation.
但这却让我们自高。
And sometimes this is just as dangerous as despondency.
有时自高与消沉是一样的危险。
Because self-exaltation leads to pride, which is the root of most sins.
那自高就带来骄傲，这就是很多罪的根。
So if we go back to the verses that we read,
如果我们回到我们刚刚所读的这些经节当中，
it says, "Wait for Jehovah."
他讲到等候耶和华。
Then it says, "Be strong and take courage."
那同样也讲到能够让壮胆坚固你的心。
Yea, wait for Jehovah.
我再说要等候耶和华。
We have to wait at the beginning.
我们开始要等候。
And we have to wait at the end.
我们在末了也要等候。
This is worship.
这就是敬拜。
Lord, guide my family.
主啊，求你能够来引导我的家人。
I have a stubborn teenager.
我有一个顽固的年轻人
，an obstinate one-year-old，
有这样一个一岁的小孩
，a more obstinate husband，
那还有一个更顽固的丈夫。
Lord, I need your peace.
主啊，我需要从你来的平安。
I need words that can nourish the family.
我需要从你来的话语能够来供养我的家人。
And the Lord gives you those words.
愿主就能够把这些话供应给你。
And you speak it to the family.
当你把这样的话来供应给家人的时候，
And you see a beautiful transformation.
你就在家里看到那奇妙的转变。
And you have a choice.
你就有一个选择。
I have a pretty good way with the family.
我现在跟家人之间处得很好了。
I prayed.
我祷告
Lord gave me a word,
主就把话给我
and all peace in the family.
家里就满了平安
I'm going to share this on Wednesday night.
我周三晚上就要给大家分享
I'm going to share it on Friday night, a little different so people don't get bored of the story.
那周五的晚上我要跟大家分享不同的地方所以他们不至于
And now I have a ministry.
那现在我就能够开始有这样的服事了
of how to bring peace to families.
我如何能够把平安带到家里
We didn't wait on the Lord and thank him.
我们没有在这里等候主来感谢他。
Sometimes we need to be more humble after the successes than in the times of failure.
有时我们在在成功之后，要比在失败当中更加谦卑。
Something as simple as Lord, the peace that you have brought upon the family, I thank you for that.
就好像说，主啊，为着你在我家中让我能够享有的平安，我愿意来感谢你。
You're the giver of peace.
你是那赐平安的主。
And then lastly, in this aspect of strength and courage, there's testimony.
那最后就是关乎这个壮胆和坚固的你的心，这个最后我们看到那个见证。
In the middle of Psalm 27:14, there's a little phrase that says, "Yea."
那在27:14中间有这样一个我再说。
Yea actually means in English, "I say."
那这里就是说我再说。
This is testimony.
这就是那见证。
Do we take the time? Do we wait to give all the glory to the Lord?
我们是否花时间把所有的荣耀都归给神？
Maybe then we can testify to the brothers and sisters.
只有在那时，我们也许能够向弟兄姐妹来做见证。
But even if there are no brothers and sisters around, if we have a success, or if we have seen something of the Lord, and we say, Lord, thank you, I rejoice, you are exalted.
甚至当周围没有弟兄姐妹的时候，也许我们在主里看到了什么，我们在那里能够来向主来赞美，感谢主，你让我看到，你让我里面充满了这样的喜乐。
That's a testimony to the heavenlies.
那是向着天的一个见证。
We're in a spiritual battle.
我们是在属灵的征战当中。
The angels look down upon your little worship of the Lord and they rejoice.
天使在下面从上看到你在下面那小小的敬拜，他们也一同欢乐。
You say,The Lord is exalted, and the heavenly hosts say, Amen, the Lord is exalted.
当你说赞美主的时候，天也在那里一同的来回应赞美主，阿们。
And this is a blow to Satan.
这对撒旦来说是何等的一个攻击。
This is a story of David's life.
这就是大卫他生活的故事。
David has psalm after psalm after psalm that helps us to this day.Because he took time to wait and say, Bless you, O Lord.
大卫他有一首又一首的诗篇，今天能够来鼓励我们，是因为他在那里等候神。
The next result of waiting on the Lord is power.
那下一个在等候神所能得着的就是能力。
Now let's not forget the song we just sang.
请我们不要忘了我们刚刚唱的诗歌。
We're not looking for power's sake.
我们不是为着得能力而在这里来说能力。
We're looking for the Lord Jesus to be powerful.
我们是在这里寻求主能够来得着能力。
And it says in Isaiah 40:31, very familiar verse. If you're over at Dumble, they have it up on the wall. You can see it when you're worshiping over there. Isaiah 40:31, But they that wait for Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
那以赛亚书40:31那里就讲到，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Brothers and sisters, we live in an evil world.
弟兄姐妹，我们是活在一个邪恶的时代。
We live in desperate times.
我们也在绝望的时刻。
And you know, sometimes we need the Lord to come down and just snatch us out of difficulty.
我们有时需要主能够 来下来，能够把我们从这些困难当中带出。
I hope everyone has had a chance to see an eagle come down and swoop and take a fish out of water.
我不知道大家是否看过那个鹰从高空俯冲下来，在水里把鱼抓住。
The eyesight of an eagle is phenomenal.
鹰的眼睛是非常的奇妙的。
But they're even faster and stronger.
它们是更加的有力，更加的快。
Some of us may have a family member that's in great difficulty right now.
也许我们当中有人，你的家人现在在极大的困难当中。
Maybe it's a son or daughter that's off to college, living on their own, and they're in very difficult straits.
也许是你的孩子们刚刚从大学毕业，他们现在自己在那里生活，他们有很多的问题。
I know it's tempting to try to figure out how we can save them.
我知道是何等的有这样的有诱惑性，让我们自己想办法来帮助他们。
Do we stop giving them money?
我们是不是停止给他们钱?
Do we go up and move in with them?
我们是不是去来看顾他们?
What do we do?
我们该做些什么呢?
Well, let's be very practical.
让我们从实际的角度来说。
We can pray that the Lord would save their life.
我们能够来祷告求主来拯救他们的生活。
Just preserve them, Lord.
主啊，求你保护他们。
I can't do it anymore.
我实在没有办法再做什么了。
I can't be with them 24/7.
我没有办法24小时7天一直与他们在一起。
Maybe it's addiction.
也许这对来我们来说是一个
addiction. That's good that you don't know that word. Maybe it's loving video games too much, loving drink, worldly life.
也许他们是对什么东西上瘾了，也许是电子游戏，也许是酒。
You know, in the church, we don't like to recognize that these are problems we all have.
你知道，在教会当中，我们有时不愿意承认这是我们都有的问题。
We all like to come on Sunday and put on our Sunday smiles and act like everything is just great.
我们常常周日来的时候就带上我们周日的笑容，好像觉着我们每一件事情都是非常好的。
Maybe it's our own addiction.
也许是我们自己为着什么东西着迷了。
Maybe it's our own anger.
也许是我们自己里面的愤怒。
Lord, swoop in like that eagle and just snatch me out of the grasp of the enemy.
主啊，愿你从天俯冲下来，好如鹰一样，好叫我能从仇敌的网络当中被你来救出来。
See, Saul couldn't pray that prayer.
你看到吗？扫罗他没有办法做出这样的祷告。
When Goliath was before him, he was fearful and trembling.
当哥利亚在他面前的时候，他就在那里战惊恐惧。
And the Israelites just stood there, and they were mocked by the Philistines.
以色列人他们就在那里被非利士人在那里嘲笑。
David came on the scene.
大卫来到这个画卷当中。
He's mocking the Lord Jesus Christ.
他在那里是在嘲笑主耶稣基督。
That's not right.
这不对。
I think I'll kill him.
我想我要去杀了他。
Lord, do you want to kill him? Yes, I want him killed.
主啊，你要杀了他吗？主说是的，我愿意他被杀。
One stone, he's dead.
一个石头他就死了。
Well, he had to use a sword too.
是的，他也需要用剑。
But you see how clear it was for David? The Lord was being mocked, and we're not going to put up with that.
你看到这对大卫来说是何等清晰吗？主在这里被人嘲笑，我们不能容忍这件事情。
But Saul was like us.
但扫罗跟我们一样。
Well, maybe you need some armor.
也许你需要一些的盔甲。
Maybe Goliath will lose his voice and stop yelling at us.
也许哥利亚就不会在这里再骂我们了。
All these worldly things that we try to come up with.
一切关乎世上的事情，我们自己都能想象得出来。
How the Lord wants to swoop down and save us.
哦，但主愿意从上俯冲而下来拯救我们。
But you know, sometimes there's just the daily struggles.
但有的时候就是我们每一天的挣扎。
It's not super severe.
不是非常的严重。
And we just put up with it.
那我们就在这里容忍。
You know, Lord, I'm not a happy person.
主啊，你知道我不是一个特别快乐的人。
I think it's just the way I was made.
我想这就是我被造就是这样的。
I'm just going to have to live with it.
那我就要来学习能够来接受这件事情。
You know, our family is kind of worldly, kind of spiritual. That's just kind of the way we are.
你知道我们的家有的地方是属灵的，有的地方是属世界的。我们家就是这样的。
Or do we say, Lord Jesus, by your power, come in with your mighty wings and cover us?
还是我们要向主说，主啊，愿意你以大能的膀臂来带领我们。
We want to have a family that serves the Lord.
我们愿意有一个家是来服侍神的。
And so day in and day out, the Lord can come in and give us His life.
那一天又一天的话，主就能够来把他的生命供应给我们。
But it's also a long journey.
但同样，这也是一个漫长的征程。
Often we see Christians loving the Lord, serving the Lord, but in their latter years they fall away.
我们常常看到有一些基督徒，他们爱主，他们服侍主，但在他们日后的年岁里面，他们却失落了。
You know, that's what happened to Saul.
这就是发生在扫罗身上的故事。
He just became accustomed to the mediocre life.
他对这些往日的生活，他就变成一种习俗。
We see the contrast of David.
但我们在大卫身上却看到那个对比。
David became stronger even when the Lord says, "No, your time is done."
当神对他说你的时间差不多的时候，大卫却变得更加的强壮。
I love the story of building of the temple.
我喜欢这一个大卫建造圣殿的故事。
But it's almost as though the Lord gives David permission to retire.
好像在那里神是给他一个许可，让他能够退休。
David, you were very faithful as a young boy, writing those psalms, serving the family, taking care of the sheep.
神就对大卫说，大卫作为一个年轻的人，你已经非常的忠心了，你在这里看顾羊群，写了这么多的诗歌。
You were a faithful king that waited on me.
你也是一个非常忠实忠信的王，你在这里等候我。
And because you waited on me, you don't have to worry about building my house.
那因着你在这里等候我，你不需要再为着建造我的家在这里担忧。
I'll have your son do that.
我让你的儿子来做这件事情。
David was, Lord, wait. Are you sure?
大卫在那里说，主啊，你真的是要这样做吗？
And the Lord says, yes, David, your work is done.
那神就告诉他，是的，大卫，你的工作完成了。
And David said, okay, I'll obey, I don't get to build the house.
那大卫就告诉他说，是的，我要顺服你的话，我不会建造这个房屋。
But I'm going to have everything ready for Solomon.
但我愿为所罗门预备一切所需要的。
There's no time for retirement in spiritual life.
在属灵的生活当中，没有所谓的退休。
True men and women of God are busier when they retire than when they were working.
真正在主里属灵的男人和女人们，他们退休之后比他们在工作时还要繁忙。
I love when I hear the testimony of an older gentleman who's serving the Lord, and you ask, "How's your golf going?"
那我很喜欢的就是当你去问一个非常忠心、非常信实的在主里的男仆人的时候，问他你退休之后的这个高尔夫的生活怎么样啊
？And they say, "I have less time for golf now than I did when I was working."
他就会告诉你，我现在打高尔夫球的时间比我工作的时候还要再少。
Because the Lord has empowered them.
因为主让他们里面有力量。
We need to pray for ourselves, but especially our next generation.
我们实在需要为着我们自己，更为着我们的下一代多有祷告。
Let me just give you 3 points of how we can pray for our children.
我只是给大家三点，告诉我们如何来为我们的孩子们祷告。
Prayer of power.
从带有能力的祷告。
Lord, preserve them from the real and present danger of this world.
主啊，求你保守他们从这个世界那最真实的那些诡计和邪恶当中。
Number two.
第二。
Preserve them from the daily drag of the enemy and of the flesh.
请你保守他们免于每一日从仇敌和肉体来的阻力。
Lord, number three. Preserve them to the end.
主啊，第三就是。保守他们，直到一直都来保守他们。
This is a prayer that we could use daily and many times in a day.
这是我们每一天多次都可以有的祷告。
Because your children and your grandchildren need it.
因为你的孩子和你的孙子们都需要。
And then next result is the blessing.
那下一个结果就是祝福。
Now remember our hymn.
请记得我们的诗篇。
Once it was the blessing, now it's Christ himself.
曾是那祝福，如今是这祝福者。
But there is blessing.
但这里有的是祝福。
In Isaiah 30:18.
在以赛亚书三十章十八节。
And therefore will Jehovah wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For Jehovah is a God of justice. Blessed are all they that wait for him.
耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的是有福的。
You know, the Lord actually wants to bless us probably far more than we receive.
你知道吗？神所想要赐给我们的祝福远比我们所得着的多。
It's like we're a moving target.
好像我们就是那一个一直在移动的目标。
It was like that example earlier with the one-year-old.
就好像我们刚刚讲到的那个一岁小孩的那个例子。
A parent wants to bless, but they're off doing something else.
那家长们常常愿意祝福他们，但他们总是在做其他的事情。
Oh, when we wait upon the Lord, how he can bless us.
哦，当我们愿意来等候主的时候，他是何等的能够来祝福我们。
And as we are blessed,
当我们得着祝福的时候，
we are to become a blessing.
我们也要成为祝福。
The Lord never blesses us just for ourselves.
主从不是为着我们自己在这里祝福我们。
If we receive blessing, we are to give blessing.
若我们得着祝福的话，我们也要能够来送出祝福。
Saul was a great blessing upon the Israelites.
扫罗向着以色列人来说就是一个很大的祝福。
Look at how this worked. The Lord blessed Saul. Saul blessed the people.
请大家看这是如何的工作。神来祝福扫罗，扫罗来祝福以色列人。
As time went on, God blessed Saul.
当时间来进行的时候，神祝福扫罗。
And Saul felt all the responsibility of blessing the people.
那扫罗感受到了所有的这些要祝福以色列民的责任。
And he got so busy, he forgot to receive the blessing.
他是如此的繁忙，他甚至忘了从主那里来领受祝福。
And this blesser became a liability.
这个祝福者就变成了一个责任。
How many of us become a depressed liability in the church?
我们有多少在教会当中成了那个本已经失望的责任？
Or in our family.
或者在我们的家庭当中。
We're to be blessed so we can bless others.
我们要先得着祝福，我们才能够把祝福送给别人。
Have you ever asked this question?
你是否问过这样的问题？
Are you a blessing at work?
你是否在工作当中是别人的祝福呢？
Or are you a complainer about your boss?
还是你是在那里常常抱怨你的老板？
Do people walk into the workplace and they say, Oh, Chip is here, he's such a blessing.
当人们来到工作的时候，他们是否说啊 ，Chip 在这里，他是何等的一个祝福
？Or do they say, "Oh, there he is again"?
哦，还是人们看到他就说啊，他又在那里了。
Wonder what he has to say today.
我不知道他今天要说什么。
It's real.
是真实的。
We're to be a blessing.
我们要成为祝福。
Are we a blessing at home?
我们在家里是祝福吗
？Oh, I wonder what Dad's going to complain about at dinner tonight.
哦，我在想爸爸今天要怎么样的来抱怨午饭晚饭。
I wonder in which way mom's going to nag us today.
我不知道今天妈妈要怎么来教训我们。
Or is even correction
或者是一个改正
anointed with the power and blessing of the Lord Jesus.
但却是从主那里满得了恩膏。
I'm really bad about this.
我在此实在是非常的不擅长。
I formulate a great thing to say to my boys. A great idea, a great plan, a great purpose. A great teaching.
我自己就是想了这样一套很好的教导。
And I sit down at the dinner table and I share something.
那当我坐在这个晚饭的桌子上来分享的时候。
And they're looking at me with glazed over eyes.
他们看向我的时候眼睛就没有亮光。
And if looks could talk, they would be looking at saying to each other, is he talking again?
他们看向彼此的时候就是好像有这种感觉他又要来说了吗
Yes, love the Lord.
爱主
Put him first
先向他祷告
Wait on God
等候神
God has a purpose
神有一个心意
We've heard it since we've been one
我们听了这些有太多次了
We do that
我们是这样的
I may be all excited
我可能自己是很激动的
But my soul life is bouncing off their soul life
但我的魂生命在那里对应他们与他们对应他们的魂生命。
My will and intellect and emotion is bubbling over and it's hitting an iron soul.
我自己里面各种各样的意念在这里冒泡，但是碰到的却是他们那个刚硬的魂。
You'll know it when you touch something of the Lord.
你知道当你会明白的，当你在主里摸到一些。
And it may be something as simple as, "How's everyone doing today, boys?"
也许这是一个简，也许就是很简单的一个问题。孩子们今天怎么样
？And if it's anointed from the Lord, if it came from a waiting on the Lord, then suddenly they say, "Wow, Dad really cares."
但若这是从主，从等候主那里满有恩膏而来的话，孩子们一起说，哇，爸爸今天是这么的关心我们。
I know he had a miserable day because that's pretty much every day.
我知道他今天过得非常糟糕，因为每一天他都差不多是这样。
But he's happy.
但他是非常的快乐。
He's joyful.
他蛮有喜乐。
And he's asking about our day.
他也在这里关心我们一天怎么样。
You know, Dad, the Lord is great.
你知道吗，爸爸，主是何等的美妙。
I put him first today, and even though I failed the test, wait a second.
我今天把他摆在首位，虽然我今天考试很差。
And suddenly there's communion.
那在那里你就有了交通了。
That's the blessing that the Lord wants in our family lives.
这是主让我们在我们家庭的生活当中所要得着的祝福。
Are we a blessing in the fellowship?
我们在聚会当中是一个祝福吗
？And I know this. I say this almost every time I'm here.
我知道，我也许每一次上来我都讲这一点。
Are we running around with a microphone in our hand because our name was put on the list?
我们是不是好像就是带着这个话筒就在这里焦急的跑，因为我们的名字是被摆到那个复试单上
？Do we hate the thought of, oh no, what if there are two prayers? What do I do? You know, microphone in, microphone out.
就是当你去拿话筒的时候，如果有两个人同时在这里祷告的时候，我该怎么办呢？
Why do I have to usher outside in the summer?
我为什么要在大夏天的时候要在外面做接待呢？
Or do we trust the Lord for every aspect of our service?
还是我们在凡事上都来信靠我们的主
You know what sometimes the best service is?
你知道有时这最好的服侍是什么吗?
No service at all.
就是没有自己的服侍。
The Lord wants our heart first.
主愿意先得着我们的心。
He can allow voices to be heard without microphones.
他能够让人听到声音即使没有麦克风。
He can usher people.
他能够在这里来接引人。
He can even translate.
他甚至能够来翻译。
Now he will use us.
他要来使用我们。
But he wants blessed service.
但他愿得着的是那蒙祝福的服侍。
Anointed service.
是蒙恩膏的服侍。
Do you realize the piano has a voice?
你知道钢琴也有它的声音吗?
And you can hear when the pianist is in the spirit.
那你能够听到的若是这个弹奏钢琴的它是在灵的里面。
You can also hear when the pianist has just had a fight with their spouse.
你也能够听出来若是这个弹钢琴的刚刚跟他的配偶有一个争吵。
The Lord loves us to turn our service over to Him.
主愿意我们把我们的服侍都能够来交还给他。
We see it very simply in the New Testament.
我们在新约当中看到非常简单的例子。
Martha, Martha.
就是马大马大。
I love that the Lord said it twice.
我喜欢主在这里强调了两次。
Because he's calling her to wait.
因为让主在这里是呼醒她。
To wait on him.
能够让她在这里等候。
It may have been very frustrating for Martha.
也许对马大来说这是非常让人沮丧的。
Yeah, you said my name, now what are you trying to tell me?
啊，你说了我的名字，现在你要告诉我什么呢?
Martha, Martha.
马大，马大。
Mary is a blessing.
玛利亚是一个祝福。
You are a thorn.
你却是那一个荆棘。
He didn't say that.
他没有这么说。
But it pierced her like a thorn.
但他所表现出来的却像那个荆棘。
And she was taught.
那他就被指教。
And she learned.
他就在这里学习。
And in the future she could serve as a blesser.
那在将来他就能够作为一个祝福者在这里服侍。
The last result is one of discovery.
那最后一点就是发现。
I don't want to go into it too much because it would take an eternity.
那我不愿意讲太多，因为若讲的话，就要讲到永远。
And I have about 2 minutes.
那我只有两分钟的时间了。
When we wait on God, we are going to discover the eternity of God.
当我们愿意来等候神的时候，我们就能够发现神的永恒。
The vastness of our Lord Jesus.
我们的主是何等的广大。
When we read David's Psalms, we are amazed at what he knew of God.
当我们读到大卫的诗篇的时候，我们就着他认识主的那个范围，我们是何等的精妙。
True Christian scientists are taken aback by David.
在基督里的这些研究者，他们根本就比不上大卫所认识的。
How did David, a little shepherd boy, know how the universe worked?
大卫这样一个牧羊的小孩，怎么能够知道宇宙是如何工作的？
How did he know the intricacies of the seasons?
他怎么知道这些季节之间的变换？
How did he know the future?
他怎么知道将来的事？
You look over and over the men of God, Daniel.
你看这些在主里的人，但以理。
Yet Daniel only prophesied about the great empires of Rome, Greece, Assyria, Babylon.
但以理只预在这里预言了巴比伦罗马等一些国家。
It's an amazing discovery when we wait on the Lord.
是何等奇妙的发现，若我们能够在这里等候主。
He wants to reveal so much to us.
他何等愿意把更丰富的来启示给我们。
You know, we treat God like a vending machine.
我们待主就好像一个供应机一样。
You know those little machines that you go up and you put your coins in and you get to choose what candy bar you get?
就是那些贩售机，你把硬币投进去，你选择你要买什么东西。
We limit God to a vending machine.
我们把神局限于好像一个贩售机一样。
These are my choices.
这些是我的选择。
Some of them may be old.
有些可能已经很陈旧了。
It may not even work.
也许都不能工作了。
But I'm going to put my hard-earned cash in there.
那我就把我的钱放进里面。
And get a little bit out.
能够从那里面得着一点点东西。
That's how Christians often treat God.
基督徒常常就是这样来对待神。
But he is the omniscient one. He knows everything.
但他知道凡事。
He is omnipresent. He's everywhere.
他是在凡事的。
He's omnipotent. He's all powerful.
他是全能的。
He's righteous.
他是公义的。
He's just.
他是公平的。
He's love.
他是爱。
There's no vending machine that can contain him.
没有任何一个贩售机能够来盛得下主。
He is the greatest banquet that we could ever imagine.
他是那最大的宴席我们所能够想象的。
Can you ever imagine just going before the Lord and whatever we need, whatever we want, it's there?
你能够想象来到主的面前，我们凡事所想所求的，他都能够供应吗？
You know why it's there?
为什么在那里呢？
Because it's just him and himself.
因为就是他自己。
Christ is your peace.
基督是你的平安。
If you don't have peace today in your heart, find Jesus.
若你今天在心里没有平安的话，去找耶稣。
You will be shouting from the hilltops the greatest peace you have ever discovered.
你就能够发现那最伟大的平安是你凡是你从往至今所能找到的。
If you lack joy, ask the Lord for Himself.
如果你缺少喜乐的话，寻求主自己。
If you lack peace with your family,
如果你在家庭当中没有平安的话
，they're not going to get any better.
他们不会变得更好。
But you're going to have the life of the Lord Jesus, the life of peace that indwells you.
但你却要得着那内住在你里面的基督的生命。
The discovery that results from waiting on God is beyond words.
若我们愿意在主里等候，我们所能发现的超乎我们言语所能表达的。
I would do it injustice to continue anymore.
若是再继续下去的话，就不公平了。
Go home today and say, Lord, I want to discover you.
请大家回到家里对主说，主啊，我愿意来发现你。
I want to see you.
我愿意来看见你。
I want you.
我要你。
And just wait and see a journey of a lifetime.
那在这里等候看到一个一生的征程。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful.
主我们何等的感恩。
That you give us the grace to wait on you.
你给我们这样的恩典让我们能够来等候你。
Lord, we trust that we will receive instruction from above.
主我们相信我们是从上能够得着指示
That we will have your strength and courage
好像我们从你得着力量并鼓励
The very power of Christ himself
就是主耶稣他自己的能力
That we will receive you as the blesser that we might bless others
我们愿得着你这祝福者好像我们也能够来祝福别人
And that we can begin or continue this incredible journey of discovering who you are
好像我们能够开始并继续在这一条来寻求你认识你发现你的道路上
Lord, you know where each one of us are
主啊，你知道我们每一个人是在何处。
Meet us there.
愿意你在那里来遇见我们。
And cause us to wait upon you.
也能够来呼召我们，让我们来等候你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.